Well, good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Janice P.M. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Well, today is July 27, 2023, and we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on page 96, paragraph 2, and that begins with, suppose now you are making your second visit, and we're going to end with, but do not insist upon it, if he prefers to consult someone else. Well, that is one paragraph, okay? Now, the reference number for the previous day, which is Wednesday, and that is July 26th, the 10 a.m. meeting is 20,480, that's 20480. And for this morning, Thursday, July 27th, for the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 20,482. That's 20482. And our first, who's going to read the 12 steps is Jan S., the 12 traditions, Jen P., and our readers for the Big Book is Sherry Z. and Robin P. Okay, our newcomer greeter is Jody E. And our announcements are Leslie M. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for our members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, and that's to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Now, here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. So this morning, Jan S. will read kindly the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning. These are the steps we took. One, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, foods, and behavior, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, may direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. I pass.
Janice, are you there still? Star one. Try star one more time, Janice. If not, let's go ahead and continue on until Janice comes back. Whoever is going to be reading the traditions for us today, would you please step up, star one, and read those for us?
Yep. Can you hear me, Melanie?
I can, loud and clear.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Great.
Yes,
the 12th. This is Jen, grateful to be with you, and thank you for your service. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. As to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other media, public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank
back to Janice.
Thank you so much. It sounds like Janice is not able to come on. Maybe she'll ring back in and get that line cleared for us. But in the meantime, I'm going to take this helm here. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute your phone, and once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to remute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting and a quiet recording, everyone's phone except the one speaking in the moment needs to be muted, please, using the star 1 key function only. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 96 in the chapter, Working with Others, and we're going to focus our discussion today on paragraph 2, which begins with, suppose now you are making your second visit, and ends with, he prefers to consult someone else. And I would like to ask reader number 1 to step up this morning and read that paragraph and share the experience, strength, and hope. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, visionaries. This is Sherry. I'm reader number 1, Sherry Z in Southern California. Page 96, second full paragraph. Suppose now you are making your second visit to a man. He has read this volume and says he is prepared to go through with the 12 steps of the program of recovery. Having had the experience yourself, you can give him much practical advice. Let him know you are available if he wishes to make a decision and tell his story, but do not insist upon it if he prefers to consult someone else. So again, Sherry Z in Southern California, and I have so much highlighted on the paragraph before and so much on the paragraph after. And this paragraph, I have one real instruction, which is that do not insist upon it if he prefers to consult someone else. Not every sponsee is going to like me. And one of my character defects is I want everyone to like me. And my experience is that I've had sponsees that have decided, I don't want to work with you. I am going to consult with someone else. I've had a sponsee that we worked the entire 12 steps, and then she told me that she was no longer going to work with me. And even as I say it, I can hear a tinge of, and the truth is this is not a personal program. This is a God program. And I can become very personalized about everything. And what I learn in these rooms with my sponsees, I can take out into the world because I want to make everything personal because it's me, me, me. And this program is about we. How do we get closer to God? So when he says, do not insist, you know, my job is not to convince the sponsee why I'm the best sponsor and why they should talk to me and why I'm the one that should take them through the steps. My job is to just share my experience and my practical advice. And like my sponsor does with me, so gently, acceptingly, not about her, but about the program. I love this concept of don't make it about me, make it about the steps. Don't make it about me, make it about the steps. So when someone says to me, I don't want to work with you, or you don't have what I want, or I've worked with you, but now I want to move on. All of that is, it's about the steps. It's not about me. So thank you so much. I will pass.
Thank you very much, Sherry Z, for getting us started this morning, reading paragraph 2 on page 96. If anyone else is interested in sharing on their second visit today with their experience, we'd love to hear from you. And although we do value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might be able to share their experiences as well. We're blessed with such a large group here. I'll take your first name, first letter of your last name, and then your state, perhaps. Press star 1, please. Hello, everyone. Are we ready to press star 1? Is everyone unable to unmute? Kathy R., Maryland? Oh,
you.
Good. That makes me feel better that things are going. So we got Kathy R. from Maryland. Someone else this morning?
Jordan L.
Gotcha, Jordan L. Thank you. Keep hanging in there, folks. Maybe we're having some technical difficulties, so don't give up. Let's keep going. Who else?
Amanda A., California.
Amanda A. Thanks a million, Amanda A. California.
Karen S.
Oh,
Karen,
gotcha, Karen.
S.
Thank you.
In Massachusetts.
Perfect.
Thank you.
From Mass. Okay, let's get started as if everything's normal today and go with Kathy R., then Jordan, and then Amanda, and then Karen. So you're up for 3 minutes, Kathy. Press star 1 if you can.
Yep. Good morning, Kathy R., compulsive overeater. And thank you so much for everyone for your service today. Can't do it without you. And I acknowledged that I was a newcomer a couple weeks ago.
in one of the morning visions, and it was really great to receive all the wonderful outreach, and I really appreciate it. And I do have a sponsor, and we're working the steps now. And, you know, she has emphasized that, you know, to build my God squad, to get as many connections in OA that I can, and check in with them every day. And, you know, this kind of selfless service to compulsive overeaters is, you know, invaluable, because, you know, it's all about relating in. It's not about, you know, differences. You know, when I first, you know, started getting outreach, I was responding to everyone, you know, I'm bulimic, you know, I'm not your, you know, average, you know, I guess, you know, what do they say in the big book? You know, like, I forget, just a regular drunk, you know, and, but I, you know, I was holding on to, you know, a little bit of a difference or a specialness, terminal uniqueness. And, you know, it's not about that. And I have, you know, related and identified in with various people who don't have the exact same, you know, story or experience or whatever it is. And it doesn't matter. None of it matters. You know, it's all about, you know, like identifying that we have this common problem, and also that we have a common solution, one common solution, and being armed with those two things, the problem and the solution, that's what gives us a chance at recovery. And it's not coming from one person. It's a total like Frankenstein, whatever that, you know, we piece together that we can, you know, use in our lives from the people on earth who are here to help us, you know, with our relationship with our higher power, who is, you know, what is, who is, whatever each of us wants it to be. So I'm grateful that this, you know, is in the big book and gives us guidance that, you know, says not just, doesn't have to be just from one person. It can be from many. So thank you for being here, and thank you for letting me share.
Thanks a million, Kathy R. from, what did we say, Maryland, I think. Okay, Jordan L. from Colorado, you're up next for three. Star one, Jordan L., if you can. And let's just take a moment here to see if maybe we can revisit Janice P.M. Can we hear your voice now?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you are.
Oh, I'm glad.
The sunlight has come up and things
you
are shining.
You told me the magic thing to do. Okay, so we're waiting for Jordan. Is that what we're doing, kindly?
Yes, but
waiting
it looks like
for
it's
Jordan now.
Let's move on to Amanda A., and then I'll be in touch.
Thank you. Amanda A.,
Hi. Good morning, everyone. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Hi, this is Amanda A. From Southern California. Very, very grateful to be on the line this morning, and abstinent today. So this paragraph speaks to me a lot this morning. You know, as I've shared earlier in the week, I've reset my abstinent date and looking to rework the steps. And it has been such a gift from everyone who I've spoken to so far with the Vision for You and my previous sponsor. And this is just, this seems like such a God moment for me right now, because everyone I've spoken to, it hasn't been about them or them being rejected by me or anything. And it's so beautiful, because I think that this experience of my breach in abstinence and coming back into the program is exactly what I needed to see this, because I was trying to play God in many, many aspects of my life. And whether that was when I was trying to carry this message to other people, making changes to my food plan, everything in general, you know, whether it wants to be relationships or just trying to control everything in my life and really taking back little things. You know, I had this beautiful spiritual experience when I first came into program last year, and then I slowly started to take my will back, and it came to a head, and I'm just so grateful that I stayed in program and for this daily big book study, and for my previous sponsor, and for literally everyone that I've spoken to right now. I can't do this alone. And if I wasn't here in the middle of the herd, and if I wasn't able and felt comfortable to reach out, I think that I could have been face down in the food and would have ran away from program. So, you know, if I hope some of this stuff resonates, but you know, there is something beautiful after becoming completely honest again and just handing everything over to God. So with that, I will pass this morning, and thank you so much.
And thank you, Amanda A. from Southern California. I hope you can hear me, and I thank everybody for their tolerance and patience. Okay, I'm ready to take some more names for to hear your experience, strength, and hope. Who would like to share next?
Hey, Janice, just to jump in real quick. Like, we're looking to hear from Karen S., please, from Massachusetts, and then the recheck probably for Jordan L.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Oh, good. Okay, who are we waiting for? I'm sorry.
Karen S. from Massachusetts. She's up next to speak for 3 minutes, and then another recheck on Jordan L., because she was in the lineup as well, and then open it.
Thank you so much. Thanks, and thanks, Melanie. Karen S., you're
so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt there. I hit star one, and so sorry about that. So Karen S. from Massachusetts, I'm so grateful to be abstinent and sober here this morning on the meeting. And I'm not working with anyone right now in terms of sponsoring, you know, but I have to say the paragraph really spoke to me on a couple of different levels. You know, I do have a history of chronic relapse in this program, just kind of using it as a diet or, you know, not to crosstalk, but I am a recovering bulimic. And I think, you know, there was always this element of, yeah, I'm different. And so I had to, like, you know, I had to get beaten down some more. I had to consult all the things that I needed to consult because I'm a, you know, whatever. That was my path. That's been my path. And every time it hasn't worked, you know, whether it be, you know, just leaving program and just doing AA or leaving program and doing yoga and meditation, leaving program and doing nothing and being a dry drunk with food, leaving the program and doing ABOA just for anorexics and bulimics. And I had to do all those things, right, to get me to the place of surrender today. And I do believe in my heart that this only works when I have that gift of desperation, when I really want it. And that's what, you know, this chapter and this paragraph, I think, is really talking about, is that, you know, is this person, you know, that you're working with, or are you really in a place where you're ready to go through with the program of action the way it's laid out? You know, I had two ways in my mind of doing things, like, or thought of things, the wrong way and my way. And my way did not work because I am powerless over food, and I'm powerless over my emotions and my thoughts, and I make my life unmanageable without this program and these steps and a sponsor.
Gentle reminder.
So I am just grateful to be here, and so blessed to be abstinent today by the grace of God. Thank you.
And thank you so much, Karen S. from Massachusetts. Now can we hear Jordan L.? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Thank you so much, Mom. Jordan L., are you available now? She might be having technical difficulties, perhaps. So the line is open for some more shares. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day. Okay, in order that others might share their experience, who would like to share next?
Donna L.
Robin L., Connecticut.
Okay, I heard Donna L. first, and then somebody from Connecticut.
Robin L.
Good enough. Nice and clear and loud for my ears. Robin L. from Connecticut. Whom else? Anybody else? All right, let's go with Donna L. Donna L. from Florida.
Hi. I'm not sure if you can hear me yet.
I can hear you.
Okay, good. I can't relate to this paragraph the way it is, but I can pick out a sentence in it and share on that. Having had the experience yourself, you can give much practical advice. I'm about to begin sponsoring, and I have sponsored before in different programs. This is the first time I'll be sponsoring Envision for You. Things are a little bit different. And also, I have been sponsored a little bit slower, but very thorough. And this past time, I went through them very quickly, but also very thorough. So if someone doesn't want to have me as a sponsor, I can still practice my step 12 by sharing the practical advice, because I've seen it both ways, and I have recovery from overeating. So I'm happy to share what I know, and all I can do is trust God and share my practical experience. And thank you for letting me share.
Don't go away. Donna L., are you from Florida?
Yes.
I got you. Oh, nice to hear you, Donna. Okay, now we have Robin L. from Connecticut.
Hello, my name is Robin L., and I'm from Connecticut, a compulsive overeater. And I relate to this paragraph. I recently took on a brand new newbie to OA and recovery and the 12 steps. And she's taking to it a little at a time. She's confused, but we've started working through the steps, and I've gotten her to the fourth step, and there's some trepidation, and I told her my story, and she's all in as far as doing the commitment to stay in recovery, even though she has some trepidation. But I've let her tell her story, and as she speaks, it's giving her the courage to work the program. And it's a blessing for me to be able to sponsor again, because I haven't for a while, and to be speaking with someone who is really new and doesn't know much of anything about recovery. And so it's been a blessing for me. And that's all I have for today. Thanks for letting me share.
And thank you for sharing, Robin L. from Connecticut. Okay, we're ready to take some more names. Before that, just a reminder of where we are. We're on page 96, paragraph 2. One paragraph only, beginning with, suppose now you are making your second visit, and ending with, but do not insist upon it, if he prefers to consult someone else. Who would like to be next to share on this paragraph?
Mary C.
Mary C. Where are you from, Mary?
Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. Who else would like to share? Star one to unmute.
Barbara A., California.
Joan Marie M. from Nevada.
Okay, we have Barbara A. from California, I believe. And whom else from Nevada?
Joan Marie.
Oh, yes, Joan Marie. Okay, anybody else? Okay, that's a good little group of three. Mary C. from Ohio. Please go ahead there.
Hi, Mary C., compulsive overeater and sugar addict and recovered. I've had a few sponsees, but wasn't that long ago I had a brand new sponsee, and she really wanted this other sponsor, but the sponsor was full and could not take her. So I said, well, I'll take you. So we started the steps, and then a couple weeks later, that sponsor called her and said, I have an opening. And so she decided to go with that sponsor. And I was absolutely fine with that because that was what she, that's who she really, really wanted. And I, you know, maybe I was a little sad at first, but I knew that's what she wanted and that's what she needed for recovery. So I was very happy that she did get the sponsor she wanted. And then I had a sponsee also, and this was my first one that I had issues with, and we could not get through the steps. We stopped at step 9, could not get through them, could not get through them. She wouldn't do them. So I finally had to let her go. And after I let her go, she called and she thanked me because she knew we weren't a good fit because she wasn't getting anywhere with me. And I said, I hope you find a sponsor that you can finish the steps with. So, and I believe she did. So, yeah, it's about them. It's not about us. And that's what we have to remember. It's their program, not our program. We already did our program. So, anyways, with that, I pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Mary C., for your experience. And Mary C. is from Ohio. Okay, well, now we have Barbara A. from California.
Good morning, this is Barbara A. from Central Coast, California, in recovery for today by the grace of God. And again, thank you for your service. I am reflecting also on the paragraph and the sentence that says, having had the experience yourself, you can give him much practical advice. This is a program where I am going through the steps. I am learning by reaching out to people and sharing. I'm having opportunities every day to look at my character defects, to examine them, to hand them over, to practice living this new way, this new design of living, this new way of living, using 12 steps. I have a step 10 that I had to do, and I knew it right away, and it was on my calls this morning, and I was able to reach out to someone and give away my step 10. I never learned that in the 25 something years prior to coming to Vision that I needed to do a step 10. I need to clear my side of the street off on a daily basis. Otherwise, those emotions, those feelings, those rationales, those bedevilments all start building up, and the first thing I want to do is start messing with my food. Or going to the food for the comfort. This is a process for me. I am learning every day how to work the steps by going to meetings, listening to others, reaching out, asking people for help. I cannot do this program alone. How many years have I played that game of, oh, I know what to do now. I'm going to take off from here. I don't need anyone's help. So grateful today for the meeting. Grateful that I am working my steps. I am doing the work. I am practicing. I am progressing. Thank you so much for your service, and I pass.
And thank you so much for your share, Barbara A. from California. Okay, we have Joan Marie from Nevada. Good morning again, Joan. Star one to unmute.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you well now, Joan Marie.
Thank you. Joan Marie M. from Vegas, recovered there and grateful, so grateful by the mercy and grace of God. I find sponsoring helps me more than they could ever know, and I find it such a privilege and an honor to do that. And I go through the steps with them at their pace and not putting any pressure, because I know I can put a lot of pressure on myself. And so I can just give them what I learned from my sponsor. Listening to Vision has been a turning point for me, and working it through Vision, because I have never heard the different things. First of all, that nightly review. All my years in regular OA, have I ever done that or really heard that? So I'm so grateful, because that's what I ate over. I ate over my feelings. And when I wouldn't do that, they would build up and I'd have all that emotional baggage. But my sponsees are wonderful. They give to me, again, I will say, so much that they could not even realize how much that I learned from them also. It's a we program. And I need them very much in my life. And I just am so grateful, just so grateful. So with that, I will pass. Thank you so much for your service.
And thank you so much to you, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Okay, we're ready to take another good group. You're all good. Who would like to
speak? I can. Jeff A. in California.
Sure. Okay. And after Jeff from California.
Jordan, Laura W. from New Jersey.
Who?
Laura W. from New Jersey.
Oh, Laura W. Sure. Laura W. from NJ. Anybody else?
Jordan L.
Oh, Jordan, welcome back here.
Thanks,
where
Janice.
Are you from? Where are you from? I forget. Jordan L.
Colorado?
Yes, of course. Okay, we're going to stop there for now. Let's hear Jeff A. from California. Please, it's your turn, Jeff.
This is Jeff A. from California. What happened with me was I'm a sponsor in another 12-step program, and I've done that for a while. But I haven't done OA before, and it wasn't a Vision for You. It's a different person. She doesn't do Vision for You. She was good in a lot of ways. But after the fourth, we've just about finished the fourth step, and she went back out there, and she felt like she could continue to be a sponsor, and so she said she could. Well, anyways, it didn't matter. That plus some other things that happened, and she really helped me a lot, and but I knew that this was not right for me anymore. I was just going to leave her and find somebody else, and then my higher power said, hold on, you have that person, she's really helped you in a lot of ways. It was not the right thing ultimately for me, and for my higher power wanting me to go to somebody else. But first you need to thank her for what she has done. And I didn't like to do it, but I'm doing the 12-step program. So I did what God told me to do, and gave her a nice letter, and I realized that she really had helped me quite a bit, and I remember that, and and I tried to leave her alone completely and just go to another person, and so this is what happened with me, and it was time, you know, it just wasn't going to work for us, and that was okay. Because God, he manufactured the whole thing, and he knew I would end up going to somebody else. But he still said, "But you gotta say nice things to her." Well, and I did, and so anyways, that's my experience. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeff A. from California. Okay, now we have Laurie. Laura W. from New Jersey. Good morning, Laura.
Thanks. Good morning. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in New Jersey. When I first started sponsoring, I had such judgment of everybody who didn't do it my way, because I came in through a treatment center, and it was a 12-step treatment center, and this was the food, and this is what you ate, and this is what you abstained from. And, you know, over the years, I've learned that that is the most dangerous thing to do, is to cookie cut, pardon the pun, everything that, the program of recovery. Because if there's 20 people in the room, there should be 20 different food plans based on, you know, our alcoholic foods and our metabolism and everything. It says here, having had the experience yourself, how can I carry the message to somebody if I haven't had the experience myself? And how can they identify in with me if I haven't had the experience myself? So I can't share with somebody what I have never experienced. So if a sponsee now asks me, what do I do about this? Or what do I do about my whatever situation? And I can honestly and humbly say, you know, I've never had that experience. I don't know. Why don't you call around and ask somebody who might have had that experience? However, if I can help them and say, oh my gosh, that same thing happened to me last year, this is what I did. But, you know, I've been told over and over that unasked for advice is a form of criticism. So if somebody says to me, what do I do? And a lot of times I'll say, do you want my advice or do you want my feedback? And they'll say, you know, yes or no. And I can't insist upon it if they want to work with somebody else. That's okay. You know, it's not a rejection of me. It's not a reflection of me as a human being. However, you know, they need to find their own way. Willingness is an inside job, as we've heard over and over. If I carry the person, they're never going to learn how to walk, you know. And if somebody carried me and I didn't, you know, learn through the ups and downs of this program and of recovery, I would never live in a recovered state one day at a time. So just a good reminder that this is a we program, but we can't give away what we haven't experienced. At least I can't. But if I have experienced my job is to carry that message and pass it along and, you know, pay it forward, not just with my fellow addicts, but with my family and people I come in contact with every day at the store or whatever. So grateful not to be alone on this journey. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
And thank you, Laura, for sharing. Laura W. from New Jersey. Now we have Jordan L. from Colorado. Hello, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, Janice. Thank you for moderating for us this morning and for your perseverance. my name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado and very grateful and humbled to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous this morning. practical advice. I got to be really careful with that because my ego will take that and turn it into the Jordan show. that is my ego's default. So I have to make sure that I am practicing spiritual principles in my own life. And when I'm doing that, what is revealed to me is that this practical advice is actually spiritual in nature. and that it's usually pretty simple. It's not some brilliant idea that I came up with. It's like the real simple advice that was given to me in working the steps. Now that I've had that experience, I can pass that on to someone else. and it's tough, man, because newcomers come in and they want to talk about the food, man. Like, it's all about the food. It is all about the food. And it's all about finding, like, that right diet or that perfect food plan or whatever it is. And having had this experience, what I know now is that it's not all about the food. But it's very important that I get abstinent in the beginning, from the start, entirely. and then I adopt a food plan, no doubt. But then, like, once the food is down, this becomes a spiritual program. Like, this is in the spiritual realm that this stuff exists, you know? And so I start reminding them that honesty, open-mindedness, and willingness are the essentials of recovery. And not only that, I start, like, listening for when it is that they're being honest, open-mindedness, and willingness, and pointing it out so that they can see how it is that like, these spiritual principles are already working in their life, you know? God is already showing up. Because I'm the demonstration. I am the demonstration of God's love and these principles. So it's important that I show up in that way. And keep it simple. I used to hate that saying, right? Keep it simple. I'm not sure that that's for, like, yes, we can tell newcomers, keep it simple, and that's great practical advice, right? But I think that's advice for us, too, the ones that are sponsoring and have been here a while, you know? Keep it simple.
Okay.
Good practical advice. Thank you for letting me share. That's all I got.
Just perfect timing, according to my clock. So it's thank you much, Jordan L. from Colorado. So now we will close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer and newcomer greeters, sponsors. Let's see. We're going to have, please, Robin T. Please read a vision for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. I'm Robin P. I'm a very great. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, great. Hi, I'm Robin P. I'm a very grateful recovered compulsive overeater currently in Nashville. Apologize to the dogs in the background. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then, amen.